Good morning, Anchor World. Devroy Davis with the Best You Pro Audio Experience. And this morning, Monday, July 3rd, still can't believe we're in the 7th month, but that's how it goes. So hope you all have caught up on those goals that you set. Hope you got the chance to look back at your New Year's resolution. And if you fell off track, then this is a wonderful opportunity to pick it back up. I myself am actually on a 30-day challenge, hashtag CVIJ 30-day challenge. It's basically my challenge to read a few books. Well, the first one is The Education of a Value Investor by Guy Spier. And I'm also working on a platform for doing fundamental analysis. I'm also trying to write more for my website, bestyoupro.com. And I'm also trying to develop a few other websites for my past student association and my alma mater. I have a lot of things going on right now, quite a bit of things actually. What I'm finding is, and you know, that actually brings me to something. In terms of persons who have a lot of different projects that you want to work on, or a lot of different things that you're interested in, there is actually a name for it. If you haven't heard of it, it's called being a multipotentialite. So that's basically a person who has multiple interests and has multiple skills that are transferable across multiple disciplines. I believe the person that came up with the concept is actually Emily Wapnick. She has a YouTube channel. She has a website. She did a TED Talk that's on YouTube. Totally worth checking that out. Anyway, hope you all have a wonderful day. I'm going to leave you today with the philosophy tidbit that's coming up in a few seconds. So stick around. Okay, so the philosophical tidbit for this morning, Monday, June 3rd, actually comes from The Education of a Value Investor, written by Guy Spier. And it is this: an essential component of our education is to learn from our mistakes. And if we don't make mistakes, sometimes we may not learn at all.